Hello? 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 I only answered because I was expecting a call back.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I didn't notice. I do apologize. My name is Anastasia. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help?
Okay. Actually, thank you. after I completed the survey, and the survey did say that congratulations, you've won this Pruitt set. And then I had a question about the shipping, but then I think I figured out that the shipping on there said $5 and some cents. But when I checked my card, I saw you took out $7.95 or $7.96. So I'm assuming.
What's your zip code?
21207.
Your first and last name?
Elaine Askins, A-S-K-I-N-S.
Can you verify your address?
3704 Cedar Drive, Baltimore,
2207. Yes, ma'am. There was an entry to win a cookware set.
Yeah, it didn't say that. It said, congratulations, you've won it. And then at the end, that's why I was calling, because it says, that shipping that you put on there, that $5 and some cents, was that because of a MasterCard? If you didn't clarify that. You did say it was left if I used a MasterCard, which I didn't use. I used a Visa. So I'm going to assume that that's why it was more, the $7.95, but that should have been explained that it was $7.95 and not $5-something, because that's what you left up there on my card when I filled it out, was $5-something. So that was a problem. But it said that I had won it, and I did screenshots of it, and that's what it says, congratulations, you have won. Now at the end it says notification, blah, blah, blah. I haven't looked at my email yet, but it says, your entry into the draw was successful. Well, then what did I pay shipping and handling for if I'm just entering a draw, which it did not say in the beginning? So I'm very concerned about that.
The shipping is in case you win.
So if I do not win, is it going to be returned to me?
No.
So there it is. So I have a problem with that. I can't pay shipping if I have nothing to be shipped to me. You don't. I guess I'm not going to shoot the messenger because I know you don't own the company. But I think you should make a note of that, because if I do not get the Kuex set, I expect my $7.95 to be returned to me. And when is this drawing? Because it doesn't say anything about when. It said, "I congratulations, I've won it."
Okay. Do you want to counsel?
No, I want you to live up to what you said. I have a screenshot of it. Congratulations.
I didn't say anything, dog. That's Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
Yes, that's what I have right here. What I'm saying is I'm not trying to shoot the messenger. I know it didn't. You personally did not do it. When I say you, I mean you, the company. I want you to live up to what you said. I don't want to just cancel it out because I don't want you continually doing that
okay.
to other
and you do know you'll be building 72 hours.
No, it's already been billed.
Okay, you'll be billed again in 72 hours.
Why?
I thought you read terms and conditions.
You thought I was what?
You said you read terms and conditions.
Okay. Now, I'm going to, because if I can't handle this myself, that's why I have legal services to handle it for me. So now, these terms and conditions, you said in 72 hours I'll be billed again, another $7.95.
No, you'll be charged $67 and some cents.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I'll have to put my legal team on this because
that's why
I'm
asking you. Do you want to counsel?
No, I want send me those terms and conditions. Well, where is that? Because I read everything that you sent me. You didn't have a thing where you can click on these terms and conditions. And why would I pay for something that I already have been chosen? I don't mind canceling, but you know what? Go on and cancel it. Take it off my card, but I'm going to send all the information that I have. I'm sending it to my legal team, and I'm sending it to you, your company that did this. And it came out of Kohl's. So if Kohl's is connected to a fraudulent company, then Kohl's is going to have to backtrack and deal with this. I don't like that at all.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, what is your name?
Shay, S-H-A-Y.
Okay, now did you send me the terms and conditions? Did you send it to my email?
No.
So how would I have the terms and conditions? It didn't come up on the
email. You can go back to where you ordered it from and read.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm looking at it. It just said do the survey. It didn't have that.
Okay.
So are you sending it?
No.
Okay. I'll deal with the companies legally.